This is WLRN's Sunday Breakfast with the Arts. I'm Caroline Brader-Watts. Each week I'll be bringing you stories and conversations from South Florida's arts community. The Little Red Schoolhouse is home to the Preservation Foundation of Palm Beach's Living History program that takes children back in time for a mini day in a one-room school of the 1890s. Amanda Herrick is the Preservation Foundation's Director of Education.
The education program is really one of the great things that the Preservation Foundation does here locally in the town of Palm Beach, but it also crosses over the bridge and reaches children throughout Palm Beach County. We have a few different educational programs, including the Little Red Schoolhouse, which services all of the public and private schools and homeschool groups in all of Palm Beach County. We service about 6,000 students a year come through the doors of the schoolhouse.
When some schoolmate wishes us to whisper or play in the schoolroom, we should say
no.
It really brings history in a lot alive in a way that they can't get by visiting a museum or reading a book. By visiting the schoolhouse, they can, you know, experience a day exactly the way it was back then in the 1880s or 1890s when the schoolhouse first opened. But with the heritage education, with the learning about the different architectural styles, they learn about the values of that time period. They learn about the technology of that time period. It's really just such a great jumping off point.
The schoolhouse's Living History program is for fourth graders in Palm Beach County. For 2 hours, scholars play characters from the 1890s, and students learn about the major scholastic issues of the day, including posture, reading, writing, and arithmetic. To keep everyone on track, there are three school marms. Cheryl Metz plays the original school marm, Miss Hattie Gale.
Hattie was only 16 years old, and she originally lived in Kansas, Nebraska with her father, who was a minister. She came down here to get a job, and she worked in this schoolhouse. She was not married, because at those days, if you were married, you would not be able to keep your job. After about a year, she left because she wanted to get a better education and went back home, where she met her husband named Will, and then went on and got a better education.
I'd like them to walk around with pride in their community and also a respect for the perseverance of our early pioneers, the things that they lived through and dealt with to create this paradise that we live in today. It is just absolutely incredible, and I think students also learn to appreciate what they have. For more information about the educational programming at the Preservation Foundation of Palm Beach, you can visit our website at www.palmbeachpreservation.org.
My country, 'tis a big sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my father died, land of the pilgrims cry, from every mountainside, let freedom
To hear more creative conversations, log on to my website, artsradionetwork.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at @artsradio. For WLRN, I'm Caroline Brader-Watts.